that chair. You're on the record.
Good morning. I'll call to order the Rail Belt Transmission Organization Governance Committee. It is April 18, 2025 at 8 o'clock a.m. We are here in the Alaska Energy Authority Conference Room. Move to agenda item number two. Jennifer, please conduct a roll call of committee members.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority.
Curtis Thayer here.
Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller here.
The City of Seward.
Brian Hickey here.
Homer Electric Association.
Sarah Lamb here.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo here.
And Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Millian here.
And the Rail Belt Reliability Council.
Ed Jenkin here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you. Please proceed with public roll call.
Okay. We will start with the person on my right here.
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
And then we'll go to the folks on the Teams meeting that would like to identify themselves and state their affiliation for the record.
Larry Jordanson, Homer Electric Association.
Paul Monroe with a consultant for the RTO.
Daniel Heckman, Golden Valley Electric Association.
Molly Howard, Golden Valley Electric Association.
Okay, and then we'll go to the folks in the room, if you would state your name and affiliation for the record.
Jess Buhler, outside counsel to Homer Electric.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Tony Zellers, MEA.
Cody George, outside counsel for the City of Seward.
Andrew Jensen, Governor's Office.
Mark Billingsley, Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, AEA.
Karen Bell, Alaska Energy Authority.
Matt Clarkson, Chugach Electric.
Okay, that seems to be everybody.
Thank you. Committee members should have the agenda before them. I would like a motion to approve.
Move to approve the agenda. Hickey.
Seconded by Curtis Thayer.
Thank you. Moved, seconded. Any comments, edits, desired changes? Seeing none, are there any objections to approving the agenda as is? Seeing, hearing none, I'll maybe just confirm with you, Travis.
No objection whatsoever.
Okay, the agenda's approved. Move forward with public comments.
Okay, so if there is anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment. Okay, if there is anybody on the phone line that would like to make a public comment, please press star 9 and you'll be recognized.
Hi, this is Clark Mitsumata, RCA. I mostly just wanted to identify myself.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Bernie Smith. Also, I'd just like to tell you that I'm listening in. Couldn't make it this morning. Thank you. Have a great meeting.
Thank you. That appears to be all the public comments, Chair.
Okay, very good. Have the agenda, I'm sorry, the approval of the meeting minutes is next on the agenda for March 21, 2025. We'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Arthur Miller.
Seconded, Curtis Thayer.
Moved and seconded. Happy to take a minute for those to scan through the minutes again. Happy to take any comments or proposed edits at this time.
Chair, who moved that? I wasn't paying attention.
Arthur Miller.
Arthur Miller moved it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, I'm going to call the motion. Actually, we have so many of us here. Are there any objections to the motion to approve the minutes of March 21, 2020?
We still have to do it.
Still have to do the, okay. Jennifer, please proceed with the roll call.
Okay, we'll do. Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward.
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association.
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
So, yes.
Railbelt Reliability Council. Oh, never. Excuse me. You're not a voting person. I apologize. And Alaska Energy Authority.
Yes.
Okay. The motion carries, Chair.
All right. Thank you. And I will take that advice from Council that we'll, moving forward, we'll do roll call votes. Agenda item number 7, old business. We have working group update. And is that Daniel, Mr. Heckman, is that you?
Yes, yes, Mr. Chair. And now I can, I'll bring it pretty high level, and then if other members like Carl or John or Kieran want to fill in, I'll defer to them and then kind of transition off to Tina's update. But the working group has been pretty hard at it for, since the last governance committee meeting, accumulating into a two-day workshop that just concluded yesterday evening. The focus of that two-day workshop was to really ensure that this committee meeting today addressed a lot of the items slated for the agenda. The backbone transmission facilities discussion that will be heard later on today was pretty much an area of focus the first day of the two-day workshop. A lot of good discussion, a lot of still some major points to bring up to this committee for consideration and deliberation. We were cognizant of the time so that we do have left before the filing of the vote to bring that discussion to this committee for deliberation. So John is going to lead off that discussion later on today, but we do welcome open dialogue from other entities and their representatives on that discussion. We also spent a little bit more time talking about the financial analysis and the ATR that Mr. Monroe is putting together, understanding that based on the discussion that occurred the past couple of days and what could occur today, that will probably be changing yet again. We do have some more internal dialogue between some of the entities that he is leading, but based on some of the policy decisions on the BTS that this committee is going to be making, that will change. So what I want to emphasize to the committee, and I think I hope everyone's on the same understanding, there are no items for decision today that this committee is making, but we are teeing up a lot of the discussion for the for future committee meetings. The other portion of the two-day workshop was focused on the OAT, and from my perspective, we continue to, as the more we do some of these page turnings on the OAT, a lot of the remaining items listed for discussion either are resolved or are close to being resolved. We're getting a lot more clarity than we have been kind of in the beginning of this process, that OAT is looking more and more, coming more and more into shape. The working group is going to meet beginning again next Tuesday to continue that process and to just bring that to a full conclusion, but Mr. Monroe is going to be doing some more work on that based on this working group workshop the past couple of days and what could occur today. So a lot to discuss later on today, but the working group has been really busy. Before I turn it over to Tina, I do want to thank the committee members' designees on these working groups and the sub-working groups, it has been a heavy lift, especially on the BTS discussion. It has been a lot of meetings, a lot of discussions, so it's a reflection of a lot of hard work and discussion. So my thanks to all the working group members for their time and efforts over the past couple of days.
Questions from the committee? Ed?
Mr. Heckman, I forgot, what is the time frame for the utilities to supply the data needed for unifying the ATRR determination process?
Mr. Jenkin, the timeline for the utilities and the entities to provide that information is by the close of business next Friday. I understand that that is a heavy ask of some of the entities, but the fact of the matter is it is April 18th. We have, this committee has a lot of decisions to make, and because July 1st will be fast approaching. So my expectation is that the entities will supply that supplemental information to Mr. Moreau by end of the day this time next week.
Thank you, Dana.
Other questions? I have one. Daniel, is it, you talked about ATRR. I think of the BTS as kind of equally important lift. Can you give us an update on how that process is going, or is that John or Carl?
Mr. Chair, John is going to have a more thorough discussion on that later on this meeting. So I think what the plan is to really have this committee go through or hear from John and other members of the process that technical working group put through in order to get to this place. I know that they had just It was over the course of multiple meetings and iterations of the BTS itself, and how we ultimately arrived at, I would call, a preliminary list of facilities that we believe constitute the BTS, but that is up for further discussion at the governance committee level later on today. Regarding the ATRR, a lot of that process has been driven by internal back and forth between Mr. Moreau and the various entities supplying information from their FERC accounts and other practices specific to their entities. We understand and are seeing that there are just some back and forth. There's just some areas where we need to ensure that everyone is doing allocations across the board in a similar way. So there's still some leftover work on that. But Mr. Moreau, I can defer to you if you have anything additional to add on that.
I don't. That was a good explanation, Daniel. It's that getting both the data in originally to compare it, and then looking at the comparisons and looking for general consistency. So that's what we're hoping, that at least there will be another round of that through this data that we'll get on Friday.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to that discussion. I think it's important for at least the governance committee in terms of the making sure that the process is consistent and that we are providing clarity as far as lines in the future and how they may be classified. And that's something I think is important for this body to take action on when we're ready. Anything else on agenda item 7A? Seeing and hearing none, thank you, Daniel. We'll move to 7 Bravo, RTO certificate filing and oath filing. Tina.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. Since our last meeting, the RCA had issued an order, you'll remember, asking ACPIRG to clarify whether it objected to our discovery responses being on the record. It was due by the 21st, the date of our last meeting, and ACPIRG had not responded at the time. So they did not file an opposition. We then filed our opposition to the motion, to ACPIRG's motion for summary disposition, and we also at the same time filed a cross motion. So ACPIRG filed its reply in opposition to our motion, and I then worked with RAPA and ACPIRG to follow up with Judge Walker on whether the commission might now be ready to vacate the hearing date that was scheduled for Monday and Tuesday of this week. And I also talked to ACPIRG about there was some question, I believe, from the judge whether the lack of response was indicative of no objection versus just hadn't been filed. So I did clarify with ACPIRG that they did not object, and I shared that with the judge as well. But at that time, they were not prepared to say whether they would vacate the hearing or indicate what the hearing might be on. So they said they would decide on Friday, and on Friday they did, in fact, vacate the hearing. So on April 16th, our reply was due. We filed that. Regarding the OAT, I have nothing to add to Daniel's report, but I do have matters related to these topics to discuss in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which would have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members.
Questions for Tina? Seeing none, thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
Moving on to agenda item 8, new business. Is there any new business to be brought before the committee? I'm not aware of any. I'm seeing affirmation that there is none. So we will move on to agenda item 9, executive session. When ready, I'd like a motion to go into executive session.
I move that the RTO enter into an executive session to discuss confidential matters related to RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that these subjects would have an adverse effect on the finances of the RTO, are being discussed with an attorney, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the RTO or the committee, or are otherwise protected by law.
Second.
Moved and seconded. I will do a roll call vote to go into executive session.
The City of Seward?
Yes. Hickey?
Homer Electric Association?
Fairlamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, yes.
Carries, Chair.
Okay. Prior to going into executive session, if each committee member would identify those that they'd like to stay with us, or we can move into executive session. But I probably have something I need to say regarding no. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Chair, you are back on the record.
Thank you. I, for the record, advise that the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed in executive session, except as authorized by the bylaws, section 5.12.2.
Sign on order, so we're good.
With that, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Let's see. Placeholder for to make a motion, or should we go to member comments first?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to add to the agenda.
Please.
And I'd like to make a motion. I move that the RTO authorize the RTO Council and Chair Izzo to finalize and execute the replacement contract for Monroe Advisors LLC.
Second, Arthur Miller.
Motion and second. Any discussion, questions? Seeing and hearing none, Jennifer, please proceed with a roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Villian, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Chris there, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
And the City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to Agenda Item 10, Member Comments. Start with you, Sarah.
A special thanks to the Technical Committee for working through all of that long list of items, and I look forward to the next meeting. Thank you to everybody today.
Brian?
Sure. Just thanks to all the committees, all the work, and glad we're moving forward.
Go to Travis.
Just want to echo what others said. I know the amount of work that's been going into getting us to this point. I guess just a comment for the group. I would probably suggest that we evaluate extending the time of our meeting on May 2nd so we can get through some more of these items.
Arthur.
I echo what everybody has said, and thanks for all the work from the technical committees. I do think we're making progress, and I think we need to make sure we adjust expectations on what we're going to get done. We will get done and make the filing deadline, but there will be additional work after that. Thanks.
Mr. Jenkins.
I'll just echo the thanks to the hard work everybody's done and deal with that.
I would like to thank everybody and the work that's been done, and I do appreciate the dialogue that we've had and the presentations that we're going to have going forward to kind of put a light on everything that we're doing here. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I would just echo the comments of all the others. Special thanks to Jennifer and the various, I just don't know how you do it. I've been in this room the second time this week. And so greatly appreciate your effort there. Thank you to the various committees, the working group, technical committee, and any others that I'm missing. I sincerely look forward to this thing getting filed so that you can forget about this for a while and not be spending 2 days a week. Nothing against AEA, but with that, we'll move to item 11, next meeting date, May 2nd. We are clearly going to need additional dates. We can try to do that today. Travis suggested we extend the meeting on May 2nd. I certainly agree. If we could get some feedback, at least starting on May 2nd, that would be a good start. We do have, some of us have the Bradley Project Management Committee. Maybe RTO could get moved up, depending on that agenda, to 11:30. And the other option we would have is for some of us with a RUM meeting afterwards, maybe shift that to a Teams meeting the day before or move it back. What's the pleasure of the group?
I would like to see us, if we could start at, say, 11:30, we can adjust that time. But actually, if we can, run it right to 5 o'clock.
Okay. Arthur?
Yeah, but no, that sounds good. We can, I'll talk to Stephanie and we'll get a Teams RUM meeting rescheduled, if that would work with everyone.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I know you are.
Travis.
Yep, that sounds good to me. Extending out to 5 o'clock works out perfect.
Great. Sarah?
Looks like, yeah, the only thing on the schedule is the RUM meeting.
Okay.
Yep.
Brian's a yes. I'm a yes. Ed, thumbs up. Okay, so next meeting will be start at 11:30, run scheduled through 5 o'clock. It will be here and online. Lunch will be provided. Great. Beyond that, we have, should we be looking at 2 weeks from that date and adding a meeting on Friday the 16th.
I'm open all day.
That's a yes from Curtis. Travis?
Yep, that works for me.
Sarah?
Yep.
Yes, Ed?
Yep.
Okay, so what would we propose to do time-wise there. I'm fine with it being an extended meeting. It's just to start, we need to start time. And I'm really looking
at... Can we do 9 and do it an all-day meeting? If we take it to 5, we'll take it to 5, but we'll have lunch brought in.
Can do that, or at least a placeholder for that. Any objection? Kind of, I see Travis nodding. No, I'm just looking to those that, you know, have to travel.
9 works better.
Not, okay. Ed?
Starting at 9:30 or 9, yeah, that would work.
Okay. You got that one, Jennifer?
I'll send out the invite.
Question, is that good for you, Jennifer?
It'll work.
Beyond that, the next meeting that we do have scheduled is for this group is Friday, May 30th. It is scheduled to start at 10 o'clock. I think we need to push that at least to 4 hours.
What's your membership meeting?
I definitely am not available that day.
Okay. Maybe for that particular meeting, one idea would be to ask Jennifer to check schedules so that we can, and Tina, I apologize, I've been just rattling these off without checking with you.
We will make it work. I have one of the days where I'm flying part of the day because my niece is getting married, but I will just, we'll make it work.
Is the 29th an option the day before your meeting? I know you're probably backed up then, but.
How long are we looking at on the 20th? If we were to move it to the 29th, I could do, maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Like APA has the board of directors meeting that
day. What time? Does it show?
We're going to do 11:30 to 5 if we needed to.
I can. I'll make it work, but look to others. It is that time of year.
What about on the, can we do something on the 22nd or 23rd?
The only thing on the 23rd I just bring up, it is Memorial Day, the Friday before Memorial Day. I just throw it out there. I can make it work, but that's just a placeholder.
It's the NWCPA annual meeting as well, and the CFC board.
I think I'm traveling on that day.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a good one.
The 29th is on the Thursdays is when the working group meets, so they meet to have a standing meeting 10:30 to 12, so just you're aware of that. If you move into that, then you're pulling some of those people out of those meetings to be here.
But that puts us less than a month out from the deadline.
Got it.
So that's just
Would May 22nd, I'm sorry, May 27th work?
We can make that work.
Yeah, that one doesn't work for me. That's a board meeting day for us.
How does the 28th look?
Fine. I can make it work, but we have a board meeting. Depends how long the meeting is.
Oh, if your board meeting is what time is your board meeting?
4 o'clock.
So what if we started at 9 and plan to run to 2? We're getting done early. But
I can work with that.
I can make that work. So that's,
and we'll have lunch again.
27th?
28th.
Thank you.
Oh, yep, I'm replacing the 30th.
Yes. Travis, sorry. Say again.
Yep, that works for me.
Okay.
What's our normal? Then we have one in January or in June. Isn't that June 20th?
It is scheduled for June 20th, and it is similar as May 2nd in that there are the other BPMC and RUM.
Do we just want to revisit at our next meeting about a date in June, or do we want to select one now?
That works, and I'm certainly willing to, on my end, propose that we try to get through the BPMC early and extend the meeting beyond the what the RUM is scheduled for and relocate the RUM. That is June 20th, and we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, but we need one between 28th and 20th, but see where we're at.
Yeah, let's pin that one down at the next meeting.
Okay.
Jennifer, you'll get something out?
I updated a couple. I just need to send out the one for the 16th.
You know,
9 to 5.
Just because we're here, just looking at the calendar, if we have the meeting on the 20th, we have one on the 28th, the one that would kind of fall in between there is June 6th. It's a Friday. It's after the Governor's Sustainability Conference, but it is a Friday, just to kind of throw that out as maybe as a putting a stake in that day just as a placeholder.
The APA meeting is
there. Yeah, you've got the fly-in, you've got that meeting. There are like three things that particular day that – I know, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, so.
The 9th, maybe?
Let's see.
I can make it work.
It's my board meeting day. Doesn't mean I can't carve out some hours in the morning, but it's, depending on what's happening, it can be tough.
Oh, I forgot that whole.
Yeah, the 6th won't work for me. I'm on them. Plane coming back from D.C. that day.
Yeah, we've crossed that one off. Thank you, Travis. Well, I think we're going to have to...
Friday the 13th.
We can do Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I can do that. We can...
We talked about Friday the 13th just as a placeholder.
Or were you saying July 4th? I don't answer.
June 13th. Why don't we just put a hold on that date? And
yeah.
For all day.
Friday the 13th?
Yeah, just put a hold on for the day, and then we'll adjust sooner. But at least we have a...
Yeah.
When we look at our calendars, we'll know we might have something.
Okay. Let's move on to item 12, adjournment.
So
move. Second, Sarah Lamb seconds. Do we need a vote?
Yes.
Oh, that is sad.
Okay,
roll call vote.
Next time if he shows up.
Start.
Right.
Valley Electric Association.
Well, Arthur needs to go. He should vote first.
Golden
Valley. Travis Millian.
Okay. Alaska Energy Authority.
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association.
Yes.
City of Seward.
Yes.
Homer Electric Association and Matanuska Electric Association.
Yes. Thanks to all. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Tony.